This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ عباده المؤمنين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكان في المدينة تسعة رهط يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون. صدق الله العظيم. So yes, we were in the discussion of the tale and the story of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, and how he advised and inspired his nation, but unfortunately they oppose and they disobeyed the Nabi of Allah. Furthermore, in verse 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, and in the city of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ, there were 9 individuals. Now, the word رَهْطٌ in Arabic actually refers to a group comprising of anything between 3 and 9. These were 9 people, but they were ringleaders. They were influential people. Right, you would find amongst the youth, there's always those youth that the you know, who set the trends, who make the impressions, and people want to follow them. Unfortunately, today we live in the world where, when we look at the billboards and the marketing and the advertising, there is such irresponsible marketing. Look at the themes and the impressions and the subtle messages that it is, having on the minds and the hearts of our children. Versus, you know, when sometimes you are traveling in a Muslim country or traveling in a land where there is sides, on the side of the road, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or repent to Allah, or seek forgiveness. These are such good reminders. I mean, from time to time, we receive them on our phone as well, because we are so prone to be distracted. Today, humans are so distracted. Our level of concentration and keeping focus on something is so quickly distracted. So it's so important for us to have good messages. There was a friend of mine in a particular country we visited. Mashallah, he has a wellness center. And it's very beautiful, wonderful, awesome, relaxing, you know, in the mountains. Fresh air, you breathe, you relax, you have organic food, you have, freshly pressed and squeezed juice, etc. And as you would drive in your golf cart through this beautiful place, you get these beautiful, lovely reminders, a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, smiling to the next Muslim, say a kind word, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. A word of kindness is better than generosity, which is followed by insult and injury. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْمُفْسِدَ مِنَ الْمُصْلِحِ. And Allah knows the reformer from the evil monger. You know, messages like this, like Allah is watchful. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. So yeah, humans need good and correct messages. And if that's the same messages that would be communicated to our youth on the phone, I mean, when you just get onto your device, what pops up? What are the messages that show there? Each one of them is just provoking you, is just inciting you. When Samiri, the man who initiated the worship of the calf, was brought in the presence of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam asked him, but why did you do what you did? You know, what drove you? So he said, وَكَذَلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي. I felt like doing it, just the thrill, just the feeling, just the adventure. So that's what youth would do, just the adventure. And then people would drink and drive, and then you see the carnage on the road. I just felt like driving, you know what, at optimum speed, and you see the consequences. So the message I'm saying is, from early age, we need to have good messages. You know, even in our house, even in our work environment, on the walls, in the corridors, mashallah, in schools, you see it a lot. I've spoken at many schools in different countries. They have some good messages as the children are coming to the assembly area or leaving the class or walking into the office. Good messages, giving good impressions. Because sometimes you are just busy planning or thinking something wrong. And just at that time, that verse that stands out there, and Allah is watching you. Ya bunayya innaha intaku. يا بني إنها إن تك مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. In Surah Luqman, Luqman alayhi salam's advisors, amongst that which Allah selected, O my son, if that had to be, meaning that evil action that you commit, as expounded by Jalalain, أي الخصلة سيئة, if you were to commit a crime and an offense, فتكن في صخرة, be it hidden in some boulder or mountain or beneath the earth, office samawat, or in the skies, or in today's time while you're flying in the air, it's a long flight, everyone has fallen off to sleep, and now you are perusing to things that are not conducive, that are not permissible. Inna Allah latifun khabir, latifun bi istikhrajiha, khabirun bi makaniha. Allah will present it to you on the day of Qiyamah, because Allah is aware of it. So verse 48, وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهْطٍ. There were 9 people, and we were saying these were ringleaders, these people had clout, they had influence, and they used to cause a lot of corruption. As the verse of the Quran, يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They were just causing havoc on the earth, right? You get good youth, you get bad youth, you have people who inspire you, you have people who unfortunately take you away from Allah. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, فَتَرَكْتُ أَسْفَلَهُمْ لِكَثْرَةِ شَرِّهِ. I gave up the friendship of those who were associated to evil. And of course, this is his expression in poetic form. Otherwise, Imam Shafi'i didn't have bad friends. I mean, you know the caliber of the person who he was. And what a giant, and what a jurist, and what a great leader, and what a great imam. فَتَرَكْتُ أَسْفَلَهُمْ لِكَثْرَةِ شَرِّهِ وَتَرَكْتُ أَعْلَاهُمْ لِقِلَّةِ خَيْرِهِ. And then I befriended some of the others who were perceived to be virtuous. But then I discovered the only good these people have is they don't have the bad of those, but they don't have any virtue. So if you go that way, it's like vulgar. It's obscene language. It's gossip. And if you come this way, there's no vulgar and obscene, but it's not like there is motivation and encouragement and dhikr and you know, telling you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَلَامٌ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهَا صَدِيقٌ صَدُوقٌ صَادِقُ الْوَعْدِ مُنْسِفَ. And then he said, you know what, it's better to be alone if you don't have good company giving you positive energy. So verse 48, there were 9 ringleaders. The Quran uses an amazing expression, rahtun. Rahtun meaning group. Each one of them was a group within his own space because he had such a big following. يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They would cause corruption. وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. And they would not amend. They would not reform. So what's the explanation? The verse is saying يُصْلِحُونَ. They would cause corruption, which obviously means لَا يُصْلِحُونَ. There was no reformation. But the scholars say, no, there are some people who are like, you know, evil. They do bad things, but then they got certain good things to them as well. You say, you know, yeah, as a boss, he's a bad person, but then he's a generous man also, you know. He spends a lot on people. As a neighbor, he can be good. Oh, but as a sibling, no, I wouldn't want to meet my brother. I don't want to cross paths with him. As a partner, no, I'm not impressed with him. So there are certain good sides to him, and then there are certain bad sides. When it came to these people, the Quran said, يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. There was just evil and there was no good. And today there's no shortage of such leaders in the world. يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. Arrogance, pride, haughtiness, oppression, tyranny, brutality, massacre. It's just يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا يُصْلِحُونَ. So they were so evil that they decided to kill the camel of Salih alayhi salam. Now you would know, my brother, and you would recall, my sister, that the nation asked Salih alayhi salam that if you are a prophet as you claim, and of course he was, then display a miracle. In kunta nabiyya فَأَخْرِجْ لَنَا مِنْ هَذَا الْجَبَلِ نَاقَةً حَامِلًا. From this boulder, from this rock, from this mountain, we want it to split asunder and we want a camel to emerge. Salih alayhi salam made dua to Allah. For Allah, everything is possible. Allah has absolute power. The mountain split, a pregnant camel came out, and this camel was referred to as Naqatullah, the camel of Allah. They asked for it. It was sent. It was huge. Azimul Jutha in its size. It was huge. And of course, it used to consume a lot of water. It was a miracle camel. Suddenly, they had an objection to this here. No, this camel drinks too much water. So Salih alayhi salam said, okay, let's appoint a day for the camel and a day for the other animals. And then they said, no, let's do away with this. Salih alayhi salam told him, listen, you asked for it, Allah gave it to you. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ قَرِيبٌ. Don't make an evil advancement towards this, you will be gripped and seized by divine punishment. But this is arrogance. This is disobedience. When the heart is sealed and you are warned, you become more arrogant. So they advanced, and the Quran says, فَعَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. They first cut the legs of this camel and then they killed the camel. The word aqaruha means the cutting of the legs, and it's referred to in a plural tense. And it was initiated by a person, Qudar bin Salif, or he was the one who was the mastermind behind this evil agenda. And behind him was this group of people. So the Quran attributed the offense to all because it was done in support and in alliance with all. They were all networking together. So they were part of the crime. They were an accomplice to it. So when they killed the camel, Salih alayhi salam said, okay, now you are asking for danger. Game over. You got 3 days. And in 3 days, you will be wiped out. In 3 days, you will be done and dusted. تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٍ. This is no lie. This is no lie. Sometimes the doctor says, okay, you know what, go home, have your last wishes, gather your family, you got 24 hours. But again, that's just based on his medical knowledge, which is subject to error. And sometimes he lives way beyond. And at times he even outlives the doctor. And we've seen cases of that nature. Surely that is based on what he assumed. But then there was a positive change and, you know, a recuperation. This is the word of a Nabi. There's no alteration in it. ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٌ. This is absolute. In 3 days, you'll be wiped out. Look at their audacity. You're doing a wrong. You've been given a warning. Now you still don't heed the call. You say, oh, in 3 days, we'll be wiped out. So let's do this. Before 3 days, we wipe Salih out. May Allah save us. You are in interest. It's drowning you. You're sinking in it. There's misery in your house. To come out of that, you go take another interest-bearing loan. That's what you do. So you go from one pain and difficulty and crisis into another. In Arabic, they say, فَرَّ مِنَ الْمَطَرْ وَقَامَ تَحْتَ الْمِيزَابِ. You ran from the rain and you stood under the gutter. You compound the issue. You exacerbate it. So what did they say? قَالُوا تَقَاسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. قَالُوا, they said, تَقَاسَمُوا, let's mutually take a vow on Allah. لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. Tonight we launch an attack on him and his family. At night, collectively, we go and we strike. Just like they plotted against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And hence these verses and the Quran as a whole was consolation and comfort to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلْرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. That which was said to the prophets who preceded you, the same has been said to you. فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ. Persevere and endure, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they endured. So if the galaxy of Anbiya are told to persevere, then what about us? You know, there are certain situations in life, you understand, it's challenging, it's daunting, but you ask yourself, what's the alternative? Is the alternative an option? No, it's not an option. It's not an option. So, قَالُوا تَقَاسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ. They take a vow amongst themselves. لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. We're going to attack him and his family tonight. And then we assassinate him. So before 3 days, he's going to bring some misery on us and kill us. So before that, we kill him. The biggest fool or the most foolish thing that man can do is assume that he can change Allah's plan. Yes. You can never override Allah's plan. Allah overrides your plan. You decided that night Allah caused a heart attack. That night Allah changed the weather condition. Finish. Everything. Unheard of. He said, no, I have to be at the airport. All flights grounded. Nobody's taking off. Nothing. Nature's intervened and nobody gives you cover against nature. Nobody can. Finish. Lightning struck. That's it. All systems are down. Nature's, it's just chaos. It's just a storm that broke out. So Allah can override your plan. You cannot override Allah's plan. Allah is aware of your plan. You are unaware of the plan of Allah. Well, listen what happens now. Qalu, they say, taqasamu, take an oath amongst yourself. لَنُبَيِّتَنَّهُ, we will strike. ثُمَّ لَنَقُولَنَّ لِوَلِيِّهِ, then when the family will come up to find out who killed, who assassinated, we'll say, مَا شَهِدْنَا مَهْلِكَ أَهْلِ. We have no clue. We were not even present. We were not even witness. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ, we speak in the truth. So this is what they plot and they intend. And remember, when you plan in evil, the devil gives you that adrenaline. Yes. When you plan in evil, the devil gives you that adrenaline. He's giving you that support. I'm with you. Go for it. Don't worry. He answers all the loopholes. He covers all the question marks. And he gives you this kind of, you feel like, you know, the whole world is with you. So a youngster gets up at 12 at night, 1 a.m. in the morning, and he leaves his house and he's going to a drug merchant to buy a drug, or he's going to a drug dealer. And he's not afraid, he's not scared, he doesn't feel lonely. Because why? There's a sense of the whole devilish army is with you. But as soon as he pops that pill and he comes out of that state, now it's loneliness. Now it's dejection. Now it's confusion. Now it's depression. Now he's rotating his gaze. Now he's looking over, where am I? Is this 1:30 a.m. and am I hiking on the road? Am I asking for a ride? Where am I? Where's my senses? But what am I doing? Now that sense of sanity comes in. But at that kamathali shaytan, إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ كْفُرْ فَلَمَّا كَفَرْ قَالَ إِنِّي بَرِي. The devil provokes you and he incites you, go for it. And then when you do it, he walks away. Yes, Suraqa, in the battle of Badr, he came and he gave assurance to the enemies. And he said to them that, I'm with you. But once the battle intensified and the moment was now intense, then he turned on his heels. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَكَسَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. I promise you, my brother and my sister, that feeling of loneliness that will grip you in a state of sin, that is the worst feeling a person can ever experience. May Allah save one and all from it. And the only way you can get rid of that depression is by eliminating the sin. So I often say, if a person doesn't sleep, then they give you melatonin tablets, like when you are jet lagged, because when you are sleeping, the body produces melatonin and that has that calming, soothing effect. And to compensate for that sleep deprivation, you get melatonin. You're unable to eat, they give you a tonic, they give you a shake. They say this will satiate you, this will replenish you, this will give you energy. But if you are miserable and depressed because of sin, wallahi, there is nothing anyone can give you. All you will do is smoke screen and camouflage, and momentarily, you know what, blur your view. But internally, your depression, it will go deeper and deeper. The only way out of that depression is to give up that promiscuity, that infidelity, that addiction, and then you see the wholesome nature and the happiness that Allah has kept in obedience. We'll conclude on that note. Let's see what happens ahead. They make the evil agenda, they plot. They come to the house of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam with the agenda and the mysterious or the malicious and obnoxious intention of to assassinate Salih alayhi salam. But Allah has his plan in place, and Allah's plan prevails ultimately.